A reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. But at daybreak on the first day of the week, they took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they had entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent over and saw the burial clothes alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. Liminal space. After a day or two, Yahweh will bring us back to life. On the third day, God will raise us up, and we shall live in his presence. Hosea 6, verse 2. Liminin is the Latin word for threshold. A liminal space is the crucial in-between time, when everything actually happens and yet nothing appears to be happening. It is the waiting period when the cake bakes, the movement is made, the transformation takes place. One cannot just jump from Friday to Sunday in this case, there must be a Saturday. This, of course, was always the holy day for the Jewish tradition. The Sabbath rest was the pivotal day for the Jews, and even the dead body of Jesus rests on Saturday, waiting for God to do whatever God plans to do. It is our great act of trust and surrender, both together. A new creation ex nihilo is about to happen, but first it must be desired. From all of us, this is necessary handing over time, when soul and spirit rejoin the body. Now we call it necessary grief work. Time is covenants with eternity, and eternity does not play outside of its rules. The first mystery must be contained, suffered, contemplated before the new birth can take place. The tomb is temporarily a womb. They laid the body in the tomb that had been cut into the rock, and it rolled a stone across the entrance, says Mark's Gospel. Luke has the woman watch, and they go home and prepare spices and perfumes and observe the Sabbath as a day of rest. Greatness does not just happen unprepared. It must be waited for, needed, desired, and an inner space must be created. The Sabbath rest is everything, and yet nothing, just like the soul and like the spirit. Tonight the church will celebrate its central liturgy for the entire church year. All pivots around this night and this necessary transformation of the soul. Yes, Jesus is the one who walks it consciously first, but it is so that we can trustfully follow. Tomorrow will be different than today. One must have walked through this mystery at least once on some level of real life, or it is just a pretty ritual and rarefied belief. Augustine rightly named it the Paschal Mystery, or the mystery of passing over. I will end with that, so that you can entrust yourself now to a life passage that is beyond any of my words to get you there, or any proof that it really happened for Jesus. You finally have to walk it yourself. When the whole cycle happens to you, you will know it could well have happened to Jesus, and maybe even did. Now you are ready for Sunday, the first day of the week, the ever new day of resurrected life, which will allow you henceforth to read all your life backward and understand, and read it forward with hope. Remember, hope is not some vague belief that all will work out well, But biblical hope is the certainty that things finally have a victorious meaning, no matter how they turn out. We learn that from Jesus, which gives us now the courage to live our lives forward from here. Maybe that is the full purpose of Lent. And again from our reading today in Luke 24. On the first day of the week, at first light, the women came to the tomb bringing spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled back from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And our starter prayer for this day. Ever risen Christ, you have taken me into your mystery of passion, death, waiting, and new life. Because I trust you, I trust my own dyings too. Allow me this Easter to go all the way with you, and to now trust our eternal Sunday even more than any passing Friday or waiting Saturday. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.